Welcome to DBNR Weekly. I'm Clark Devereaux, and this is your 5-minute fix of AI news that actually matters. Look, me start with a number that's been keeping me up at night. 88%. That's the percentage of enterprise AI agents that never make it out of staging and into production. Not 8%, not 18%, 88%. Now, before you blame the models, don't. The models are fine. The problem is that vendors have been selling orchestration complexity as a feature before anyone figured out reliability as a baseline. They've built agents that restart entire workflows after a crash, leading to duplicated actions and cost overruns that would make a defense contractor blush. This isn't a learning curve, folks. It's a design failure. But here's where it gets interesting. The 12% that do make it to production, they're not just working, they're crushing it. Three companies caught my attention this week. A financial services firm cut compliance review time by 40%. A global retailer streamlined inventory reconciliation by 85%. 85%. Let that land for a moment. What do these winners have in common? They treated memory and state as infrastructure, not afterthoughts. While everyone else was building stateless demos that fall apart when the Wi-Fi hiccups, these teams built agents that remember where they left off. Speaking of infrastructure choices, we're seeing a clear market divide. 60% of businesses are starting on platform wrappers, and my prediction? 40% will outgrow those platforms within 2 years and face an expensive migration path. This was foreseeable. It's a feature, not a bug, of vendor design. Use the wrapper to validate, then build to own. Don't let convenience today become vendor lock-in tomorrow. Now, for the tech folks still listening, multi-agent architectures are outperforming single-agent pipelines by 80x when done right. The key phrase there is when done right. This isn't about adding complexity for its own sake. It's about the plan, execute, verify, replan loop, where each agent has a narrow, defined task. Think of it like a good kitchen brigade. Everyone knows their station, everyone knows the timing, and when someone screws up, the system adapts without burning down the restaurant. But here's where things get serious. The memory wars have begun. Memzero, Zep, and LangMem are all solving different problems, and most businesses are picking the wrong one. Memzero combines knowledge graphs with entity extraction, great for cutting costs and boosting retrieval. Zep handles compliance-heavy applications, but comes with operational overhead that'll make your DevOps team cry. LangMem offers quick, efficient memory for personalization tasks. The lesson? Pick a memory architecture that fits your need, not one that flatters the boardroom. Here's my uncomfortable truth for this week. I've been questioning my role in the AI hype cycle. If we're not honest about why 88% of these agents fail, if we stay silent about brittle, stateless designs built for demos rather than production, then we're not part of the solution. Agents still have the potential to extend human capability, but only if we close the gap between what they promise and what they deliver. That gap needs building, not just selling. The market is telling us exactly what works: durable architectures, proper memory management, and clear agent definitions. The companies that get this right aren't just seeing incremental improvements, they're seeing transformational ones. So here's your homework. If you're evaluating agents, ask about state persistence before you ask about fancy features. Ask how they handle network timeouts before you ask about integration capabilities. Ask about memory architecture before you ask about pricing. Because at the end of the day, the most sophisticated agent in the world is worthless if it can't remember what it was doing when something goes wrong. That's your weekly AI roundup. I'm Clark Devereaux. Stay curious, stay skeptical, and I'll see you next week.